Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I am strong.
What were you just singing?
Because I am strong.
Sorry, that's not singing.
No, I'm not very good at singing.
I am. Listen, this is how you sing.
Oh, no, yeah? No. I know what you're saying.
I see.
See your true color. No, no,
yeah,
no.
Listen, ready. This is me singing. This is actually how I would sing. You ready for this?
You've done this to me since the day I met you. Honestly, you've said this, sang the same song. You've teed it up in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you genuinely try. It's not even put on. Like,
yeah.
There's a breath that you take before you let out that gorgeous, gorgeous voice.
Yeah, but do you know why I do it? Because when I was at school, I used to phone up ladies on my mobile and I used to sing.
On your mobile?
On my mobile. And I used to sing songs to them. I used to pretend
I
swear to God.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I reckon 15.
Not 15.
I was in boarding school, obviously. And I used to be in my bed. I would have my mobile and I'd phone. I'd probably a couple of girls.
Why were you in your bed?
It was nighttime. Bedtime was like 8 p.m.
Did you have a pay-as-you-go phone?
No, I didn't have a contract phone.
God, sport brat.
And I used to phone up Lucinda.
Who was Lucinda?
Lucinda and I were boyfriend and girlfriend for a bit and we never even met.
Oh, I had that too, yeah.
Who did you have it with?
Miles Dean. He put me in his MSN name. Fantasy dot dot kissing Sophie Habo in the rain. And then I don't think we have a match.
Kissing Sophie Habo in the room.
Habo, H-A-B-B-O.
Anyway, so I used to phone up Lucinda Ray and she'd be like, how you doing, Jeremy? I'd be like, just belong to her singing today.
No, you didn't. Yeah, I did. So you were pretending you were an artist.
I was just like, no, I knew. She knew us at school.
You were just a fraud from the get-go,
Not a fraud, Eli. No, I was
desperate to be famous.
No, I liked entertaining.
Are you gone?
Anyway, I phoned up Lucinda Ray and she was like, how are you doing today? I was like, long day, just had loads of singing, so sorry if my voice is a little bit hoarse. And then she'd be like,
you didn't actually say
I swear
that.
To God, I was like 50 trying to impress a girl.
But you were pretending that you were in a band or something.
Yeah, JKL squared.
Sorry?
Yeah, we used to go, 1, 2, 3, 4, so JKL squared, and then start singing.
So you were in a band, or was this all fantasy made up in your mind?
I was in a band, but we only had 2 rehearsal sessions ever. I was the lead singer.
Who else?
Well, I don't know why.
Who else was in the band?
Jamie was the J. K was Knight. J-K-L. No, J-K.
You can't remember the people's names.
H-K-L squared. H-K-L squared. Charlie Hannington. Del Knight. Jamie Lang. Me. And then the guy called Patch Lakin was the other L. H-K-L squared. And we used to sing. And then with Lucinda Ray, and she'd go, what are you singing to? And I used to go, sing a song. And she'd go, well, sing it to me. And I used to go, okay, sorry if it's not so good. I see your true colors shine. And I used to do this, yeah, I see. Hello, I'm Jamie Lang.
Hello, I'm Sophie Habu.
And we met 4 years ago, and now we are
getting married.
Yeah, that's right, we are.
Well, nearly.
Well, nearly. Before we kick things off, we should probably tell the story about when you first met my mum. What happened? Habo.
Oh, that was perfect. Habo. Went to this sushi restaurant. Do you want to tell the story?
No, you tell it. We were in a...
Oh, go on then, off you go.
Well, I don't know, you just asked me to do it.
Go on, you take the floor.
We were in a restaurant. I asked Sophie to meet my mum for the first time. And my mum arrived at the restaurant to meet Sophie with my little sister. And we had a lovely meal. And my mum had a couple of drinks. And then she said to Sophie and to me, she said, do you know what's so funny? Is that my daughter-in-law's sister has just sent me a message.
No.
Okay, well, what happened? You tell it then. What happened?
You were about to go in Strictly, and she said, Jamie, so-and-so, my daughter, well, I didn't actually know it was the daughter-in-law, but that's perfect, sister. So Sophie's, your sister-in-law's sister.
Yeah.
Is that who?
Yeah, sister-in-law's sister.
Messaged Penny saying, I'm so happy Jamie's got on Strictly. Let's hope he gets a good partner and it can distract him away from that awful Haribo girl. And she read the whole thing out.
And she read it out. She read it out and hadn't properly read it before. So when she got to the bit, she went, hopefully he gets a nice partner so he doesn't hang out with that awful Haribo girl again. And then she went, oh. My sister's face just was blank, looking forward. And Sophie went to the bathroom and cried.
I didn't cry.
Yes, you did. No, I you tried, went to the bathroom and cried.
I tried to laugh it off. I was like, oh, God, everyone gets my surname wrong. It's Habu, not Haribo.
And also, considering I'm Candy Kidders, that was just great. Ah, Sophie Haribo. Ah, right, should we get on with the podcast?
Let's get on with the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our wonderful podcast, Nearly Weds. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Sophie.
She doesn't feel very well today. Just feeling a little under the weather.
Yeah, but you look really healthy.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Jamie's on this meal plan, guys, and it is so funny.
Yeah.
He's always been the person. Firstly, I think one of the first things I knew about you was how much you hated containers and anyone who did, like, the meat, vegetable, put it in the fridge and food prep. He was like, no, 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 you're so uncool. What are you doing now? My Fitness Pal ambassador.
I'm doing a meal prep because you said I need to go on a diet.
That is absolute bullshit. No, I did not.
You looked at me once and you went from behind, you grabbed my tummy, you went, oh, I just love it.
I do love it.
You don't love my...
I do love it. I swear on my life, it's the little Paddington Bear.
You saw me the other day and you said you're back to your usual self. And I went...
No, I did not say yes, that. I said you are because you look happy and you were sad for a while. You're back to that. You got that spring in your step again, sweet cheeks.
Sophie and I...
No, do you know what it is? I said that your hair looks normal again because Jamie went through a stage of dyeing it, I'm sure most of you remember, like white. It was white.
I dyed it a little bit.
This is still obviously not natural, but it looks more natural. And I think natural is always...
Honey, my hair is natural.
No, it isn't. Yes, so, it is. Who told me the other day that... Daisy at the wedding, she came out to me and she was like, I knew Jamie back when he was ginger. And I was like, and you went, don't tell her that. And I literally was like, what? So one thing that stuck with me from that wedding. Actually just come back into my mind now.
Why are you so scared that our kids are going to be ginger?
I'm not scared. Yes, you There's are. Nothing wrong with that.
You said to me once, I hope our kids have your personality in all of my looks.
No, I did not say that. Do you want to tell any more lies this podcast? Because you've already broken the record.
Well, one of the things you did do the other night to everyone who knows this is that I was... Sophie woke up the morning and said that I was lying naked on the bed. Because our room is boiling. It is.
Bet you want to tell the story.
Well, you said that was...
Yeah, you do.
You said that you walked in and... Well, you went to the bathroom in the middle of the night and you walked back in and the moonlight was shining across my body and I looked like a Greek god.
Only because he was like lying like this. There was no duvet on him. He had his leg up and chest like this and everything was...
And you went, my big old penis. That's what you said. You said, your big old penis. You said that. You said, yeah, you did.
No, no one wants to hear that.
Well, you said it.
I didn't say it.
I probably never told you this. You know the first time I ever got to... Is it second base or whatever?
Yeah, when someone touched you.
Yeah, when someone touches me.
Yeah, that's second base.
Okay, the first time I ever got to second base was, you know, that was in Portugal, in Valdelobo.
You've told me many times.
I've actually told you this.
Jamie, there's no story that you have not told me.
I thought it was funny because your mum has now moved to Portugal in the exact area where I first ever got a blowjob. Yeah.
That's perfect. So every time we fly out there, just...
Yeah, I think about it. Every time I fly out there,
that's what I want, to be honest.
But when I first ever got to second base with this person called Sarah...
So you can't keep outing all these...
I'm not going to say her surname.
Sarah will listen to this and now and everyone's... She'll know. And all your younger friends will know that she gave you a blowjob back in the day.
I was lying on the sunbed and I pulled down my trousers and Sarah said, wow, it's so big. I've never forgotten it.
I actually can't with you and all these stories. It's just like, have you wrote a little booklet to like come onto this podcast and just big yourself up?
Well, it's
when you were younger, quite the stud.
Such
like,
a stud.
Played these cool games, outside sang, had a huge penis.
I look like a sexy Ed Sheeran with Ginger.
Ed Sheeran is sexy.
You told me. You told.
What?
Sophie said that.
What?
The first time you got to second base, you. He said you kissed a guy and then he fingered you in a nightclub.
No, no, absolutely not. Sorry, my dad listened into this. No. No. That's a lie. You've lied so many. No, I did not tell you that. You lied.
What happened? Okay, when was the first time that you...
The first time that I kissed someone, I was really young and I remember my sister was sitting next to me.
Yeah.
And I fancied him so much. And he kissed me and I was so nervous and he just put his tongue in my mouth and moved it around and I was like, what am I going to be doing? And I remembered my sister just...
So you grabbed it?
Gotcha!
Mine out!
I actually didn't wash my face because I loved him so much that I wanted like his saliva on my face. So I went to bed. I didn't brush my teeth that night and I was like, I want his spit.
That is so vile. Some bloke snogged you.
He wasn't a bloke. We were like 13.
Some guy snogged you and then you didn't brush your teeth or wash your face because you wanted to keep his saliva on you.
I also cried after it because I was so taken aback by the tongue action. I was like, whoa.
He just threw it into your mouth.
I just threw it. We were so young. He was so beautiful.
I don't think I'm your type.
Oh my God, we're going to go back into this.
Okay, we had this conversation the other day, but I want to have it again.
I don't have a type.
When you watched Made in Chelsea back in the day.
You.
No.
You.
When you watched Made in Chelsea back in the day.
No.
When you were like 14 years old, who did you fancy?
You.
You fancied me?
Yes.
Swear on your life.
I like swearing on people's lives.
Okay, promise on our marriage.
I don't promise on anything.
So it wasn't.
That's like teeing up. No, because I might have fancied everyone on it.
Okay, did you think I was fit? Did you? When I walked onto camera and yes. You were 14 years old, I used to watch you, you're like, he's fit.
No, do you remember you made me watch old episodes and I said you looked really good looking back in the day?
I never made you watch old
you
episodes.
You did. In lockdown, you were like, I am best TV ever. I was like, you look really good. What I did say was your voice was very, very different. I actually thought it was quite... looking.
You thought
call a voice good looking.
Yeah, you thought my voice was sexy.
I'm a little sexy.
Why don't we kick off with some listeners' messages? Love them so much, and we get so many, don't we?
So many. I actually get loads privately as well.
I get none privately.
I get loads from you guys, and you make me die.
Can I ask a question? I'm sorry to cut you off. Can someone send me a nude?
I don't get that many nudes. I don't know what you're talking
about. I never get
I don't get nudes. I get loads of like, us girls have a chat. Like we talk on Instagram.
You get some nudes. I've seen the penises that you get sent.
I did get a ginger guy's nudes. I think that's why I'm like really scarred by ginger hair now at the moment.
So we want to say a big thank you to all of the messages that keep getting sent.
Yeah, guys, that's so great.
We love that you're loving the podcast.
I also get quite a lot of messages about your bum sniffing habit, which makes me feel really at ease in a way that I'm not the only girl who has a boyfriend who sniffs his bum. And one girl sent me a description saying the butt crack is warm, dark and prone to dampness. There's not a lot of airflow down there. Plus we've got sweat glands, hair and moisture. All of this combines to create a mini climate in your pants that is perfect for stank. That is what it's called. What Jamie could do is use natural deodorants or powders for his butt. Powders like Johnson's Baby Powder keeps the area dry, which helps keep bacteria from vibing in your crack in the first place. Meanwhile, natural deodorants like Loom can help stop smells at the root. There's no shame in adding a little powder to your smell game. But I think you like the smell, so you won't be using
the
Johnson's.
I don't sniff my butt.
It's called a stank.
A butt smell.
It's a perfect stank. That's what you smell.
I don't sniff my butt. Here we go. We got another one from Amy Jo Cheshire who says, hi, Jamie and Sophie. I said Jamie first as I know he is sensitive to Sophie being named first. It's true. Everyone wants to speak to you. No one wants to talk to me. Broad wedding experience. Beautiful location. Forgot to wear sun cream, so was bright red. Sure, I also had sunstroke, unlimited pins, and 10 rounds of vodka shots. Ended up in the hotel, guests joining the party, food fights, and then the bride passed out and wet herself.
The anxiety the next day, waking up and being like, bad, crisp, just lying anyway and pee.
When you wake up.
Adam and I were talking earlier about how funny is it when you get drunk and you run. And you run like no one's watching. Do you ever do that? I don't know, what is it when you're drunk and you run to the loo and you just get a speed and nothing can stop you?
When I get drunk, I look in the mirror sometimes and go, rawr.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, that's really weird. I thought you were saying you scare yourself because you always have that thing on your lip.
What do I have on my lips?
The white.
Oh, like saliva. I can't wait to say, because we had a wedding the other day. Half of the meal, you had something in your tooth. And
I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, should we get into the episode?
Yeah, let's get into that.
Okay, guys, we have some really, really exciting news because we have a big update, don't we?
Huge update.
Huge update.
Humongous update.
We
have a date.
We have a date.
We have a venue.
We have a venue. We have a date. We finally did it.
We're getting married now. It's real.
Oh my God, it was the coolest experience.
As you guys remember, there was a venue that I really wanted, but was just not in our budget.
Wildly expensive.
Anyway, we flew back out and we went to go see someone, but we're not going to expose where it is, right?
But the great thing was is that I met Lucia, our wedding planner.
Did you love her?
I met our wedding planner, our brand new wedding planner, for the first time.
I think she's actually pronounced Lucia because she's Spanish and we're just saying it in a really crappy...
Well, we've called her Lucia. We've called her Lucia. Now you're saying Lucia. Lucia. Lucia.
Why do you say it like that?
Well, I don't know how to say it.
Why do you...
Lucia.
Why do you do your teeth so weird?
So we meet Lucia for the first time. Now, Lucia is this glamorous lady. She's Spanish. She used to live in Madrid. She now lives in Marbella. We get into a car and we go on this amazing road trip to go and look at our venues.
It was like a little road trip, wasn't it?
And you have to remember about Sophie and I. Sophie is you're not a Gemini. What are you? A Libra.
No. Oh,
sorry. You're a Libra. You're a Libra.
Why Gemini? Like, I don't even know anyone who's a Gemini.
Okay, well, you're a Libra, so you're very bad at making decisions.
I'm bad at making, like, small decisions. You're bad at making decisions.
I'm the same, so we're not good. So we can circle back round on anything.
Everything. I almost could circle back round on this, but I'm not going to.
So we go on this road trip. We have a whole day of seeing different venues. And we arrive at this venue, which is in between Sotogrande and Marbella. And what we've been told about this venue is everyone keeps saying, you either love it or you hate it.
Yeah, it's like Marmite. A lot of people have gone around and been like, I'd love to go to a wedding here, but wouldn't want to have my wedding here.
Which is weird, right? Because that's like a really intense thing to say.
Yeah, really intense, which is not good for Jamie and I because we both like reassurance, as you guys know. We like to circle back. We're not very good at making impulse decisions. We're not that good at going with our gut feeling. really we need like someone to basically hold our hand and tell us what to do.
I'm really surprised we even got married.
We're not married.
Okay, well, I'm surprised that we're getting married. Because
might not happen.
All right, okay.
I would not be surprised if you circled back on who you've chosen to be.
Circle back on getting married to you?
Circle back on me like a week before. You'll be calling everyone being like, so do you think Sophie and I are actually good together?
That's complete. Speaking of which, you said if Chase Crawford walked into the room, you'd shag him in front of me. That's
not in front of you. Behind your back. But Chase, you can do it with Kylie Jenner.
Everyone does hear that.
We get a hall pass. You can have Kylie Jenner. I don't mind. If you had like Hailey Bieber, I'd be more upset. But Kylie Jenner have.
You just said that you wouldn't shag Chase Crawford in front of me. You'd do it behind my back.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant.
I'm not class.
Anyway, we arrive at this incredible venue that being built in the 1960s by this guy. Apparently he was an acid all the time. Like,
no, Jamie, that's what you took from looking around. You kept making jokes to the guy, the events manager there. Jamie kept being like, oh, better he was on acid. I was like, yep, you've cracked this joke four times.
The guy kept saying it. The guy...
It does. It's like... So strange.
And it's so strange, but it's so cool at the same time. And what's amazing about it, I've always been told when you want to do a wedding, you want to take your guests on a journey. You want to arrive in one place and move to the next and move to the next. And everything's quite exciting.
It's like a little theme park. It's like we're taking them to the jungle.
Yeah.
And we're going to, this bit's at this bit, the reception's at this bit, and then the next bit's there, and no one's going to know what's around the corner.
That's exactly it.
Like, you could almost picture a tiger coming out at one point.
And then there's a great bit where there's a pond.
I don't like the word about pond, though. I picture like a muggy, sluggish pond with like shit in it.
When we walked past it, a frog jumped in.
Yeah, but that's nice.
Yeah, but it was. It's a pond. What else is it?
Like, a pond's ugly, a water feature.
It's a fountain.
It's not a fountain, it's huge. Huge. It's got a fountain in it, but it's not a fountain.
It's a lock. What do you want me to say?
I don't want it to be called a pond. You must stop saying that.
What do you want me to call it?
A water feature.
Okay, there's a water.
There's a large water feature.
There's a large water feature that we can all that you all have dinner around and you sit around it. And this venue was amazing. Anyway, we leave the venue with Luthia, and she's amazing, by the way. And I know she listened to this, so. Luthia, you're amazing.
Just call her Lucia.
Lucia. Anyway, we're sort of thinking, this is quite fun. This is interesting. We like this. We go and look at another venue and we kind of go, okay, fine. I'm in the area about it. She says, well, why don't we go and have a look at where we could potentially do your day two? Now, if you've listened to the old episodes, you know that we're thinking about doing a day two, which is like a beach day and things like that. And it's a pool party or whatever it is. And so we go to this brand new beach bar. And as we arrive there, there's a nudist beach. Everyone's naked.
Nothing wrong with that.
What do you
I
mean?
I found it so interesting. I would have. It was a bit too nudist, so maybe. Like, can you imagine your granny? Well, granny Scotland being like, oh, what's that?
What's a half nudist? What do you want half nudist to be?
Well, it was just like...
They were fully naked.
I mean, there was... Everything was in there, wasn't it?
And
delicious food.
And our wedding planner, Lucia, said, don't worry, the nudist beach stops where the party venue is. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Right in front of us, there was a man walking towards me completely naked.
Well, I have a question. Can you just be naked on a normal beach? Is it illegal to just walk naked? Like, can the nudist just stroll? Because I think he was just on a beach walk. And then he was going to go back to his towel on that nudist area.
You think he was just on a beach walk, walking naked down the beach?
Yeah, because he was on the nudist beach and then he decided to venture a little bit over onto the non-nudist beach on a little walk. But that's allowed, right? It's not illegal.
Can anyone who's listening let us know if I think a nudist, if you're in a nudist beach, you have to stick to the nudist beach. I don't think you can go any further.
Do you think? Is it illegal to be naked on a beach?
I think it's illegal to do it. Anyway, we sit down for lunch. Lucia is asking us about this wedding venue.
Yeah.
And we're umming and ahhing, thinking, God, as I said, we can circle back and everything. And then what happens is she says, why don't I play you a wedding video that we did 1 year.
2016. So it wasn't around the corner.
2016, we recorded a wedding video that happened there. And she pressed play and what happened?
Our friends all disappeared.
It was our friend's wedding.
Well, no, not my friend's, but suddenly Jamie was like, oh, I know him. I saw him. Sophie, we saw him the other day. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's true. And then I know him. And then it literally did a full headshot to Lil Frida, one of our very good friends, dancing away.
So I said, well, why don't I phone one of them? And I phoned my great friend Rupert. And I said, Rupert, how was this wedding? And he said, which one was that one? And I said, it was in 2016. What do you think of it? And he said, it was an absolute banger. One of the best weddings I've ever been to.
And then I followed up by texting Lil. And she said, one of the best weddings I've ever been to, if not the best.
So being the fickle individuals we are,
boom,
we were sold. Our friends had one there.
They're really independent.
Because we can make decisions by ourselves. Our friends have had a wedding there. So you know what? We're going to have a wedding there too. So Sophie and I... Soon to be Sophie
Lang.
It's not for my surname.
Yes, it is. L-A-I-N-G. Leng.
Yeah, Sophie Leng.
You told me Sophie Leng.
Sophie Leng.
Ugh.
Anyway, Mrs. Leng and Mr. Leng are soon to be married. In our wedding venue, which we have found, and we are overly excited about it. But it doesn't stop there, ladies and gentlemen, because that's...
We got our date too.
We're not going to reveal that just yet. We also have a bit of drama because we now have to decide whether we're going to have a day two, day one, or just one wedding. But we're going to save that for another episode because that is a whole another
really
story.
That's really keeping me up at night.
Hey, by the way, we haven't mentioned you went to two weddings last week.
Oh, yeah, I'm knackered from it. I think that's where I got ill from. I went to one wedding on Wednesday, which Jamie couldn't attend to because he was at Paris.
Yeah.
On a romantic...
With Adam, our videographer.
On a romantic getaway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That I did not get invited to.
Absolute bullshit. You said you didn't want to
come. Because I said I had a family wedding and you chose to do a work thing. You can always do things like that. Because family's got to come first at some point.
We went to this wedding and it was amazing. The funniest thing about the wedding, it was Tiff Watson's wedding. We arrived at the wedding. We had a church service before and then we had a party afterwards. When we arrived at the wedding, there was a photographer standing there. Sophie went... Oh, look, a photographer, and started waving.
No, I posed.
Posed and waved at it. It was a paparazzi.
Paparazzi?
Paparazzi. Anyway, I then spread a rumour throughout the party that Sophie had organised the pap.
At like midnight, someone came up to me and was like, oh my God, so how do you go about organising paparazzi? I was like, I didn't do that. The worst thing is that when it came out in the Daily Mail, I'm looking right at the camera. Like, it looks like I planned it. I'm like, hello, check me out.
The funniest thing was the father of the bride, Tiff's dad, said, who was that photographer? And I went, yeah, Sophie organised it.
No, you didn't. Yes, it's so annoying.
With no sarcasm whatsoever.
I know, it's so annoying. Also, you do this all the time.
Oh, God, everyone thinks it.
Yeah, it was also a vegan wedding, which was delicious, but... Jamie and I ate so much vegan cheese with these vegan pizzas and Jamie's stomach.
Sorry. Oh my God, Sophie.
No, we won't go into it. Well, then don't claim it. The next day
we were walking down the road because we went on a walk in London. Sophie grabbed my arm and said, I don't think I'm going to make it.
It's a true story.
And she said, what do I do? I said, don't worry. This is so bougie. I said, if we get to Harrods, you could go and take a poo in there. Anyway, we got to Harrods and it was shut.
Oh, yeah. And then we went round to the Tiffany's breakfast thing. I was like, I know they've got a cafe. And he was like, it's shut.
And Sophie was honestly looking on the pavement to see if she could do it there.
No.
In central London, you were going to take a shit on the floor.
No, I was not going to do that. Honestly, you're full of nonsense.
You had to go.
I went to Harry's bar.
You went to Harry's bar and walked in there and said, so sorry, can I please use the bathroom?
Yeah. Oh God.
All right, everybody, are you ready for...
Reverse Mr. and Mrs.
Do the jingle.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Reverse Mr. and Mrs. today. If you haven't joined in, this is your first episode, it's very simple. Sophie and I ask each other questions and we try and figure out what our answers would be.
Yeah.
Today's topic is worst fear.
Fine.
Do you want to kick it off or shall
I?
Okay, let me guess my fear quickly. Okay, I've got it.
Your worst fear is... not having enough loo roll. Like, not having loo roll, because I think you'd get it in the shower, because I've seen you do it, but not having enough loo roll, because you like to take half the loo roll off the loo and put it in the loo before you have, like, a prep before you do a poo. It's called prep yourself.
It's called tending the loo, so I don't get no
splashback. Yeah, but do you not know that we're in a global crisis and paper is
vital? I don't want any splashback.
Well, we want to have trees and not die. And you're using half the trees up because you're on your amount of shit you do a day. It's awful.
Just quickly to everyone. Our toilets, our loos, are designed differently where the ledge in the loo is like a real ledge. So when you go to a number two, it lands on this ledge and stays there.
Oh, God. No, you don't have to put the fish.
Sophie came up to me the other day and said...
Why do you tell these stories about yourself that make you sound so grotesque?
What did you do? You came up to me the other day.
I don't want
to
say it because it makes me...
You came up to the day and you said, I've left what you've done in that loo downstairs because you haven't flushed it.
No, it was so disgusting. I don't actually think it's that funny.
I've been in the bathroom after you.
No.
It looks like you've got a paintbrush.
Oh my God, you're so disgusting.
It does.
No one.
It's looked like you've made.
No, delete.
So it looks like you've made a clay vase.
No, so you don't get it. You don't get it.
You've made a clay vase.
You don't get it then. Enough.
What is my worst fear? Be honest. Come on.
That. Not having enough money. No. Or, oh, for God's sake, easy. Not being liked. Not being popular.
What do you mean? That's so cruel.
Being invisible. Being invisible. So if Jamie walked down the street and no one looked at him, that is your worst fear. Am I right?
Absolutely wrong.
No.
Absolutely wrong.
That's a lot of people's fears. I don't think it's that unreasonable, but is it true? So if all of your friends today went, do you know what, Jamie? We think you're not our mate. Would that not be your worst fear?
I think that's upsetting for everyone.
Totally, but that is your worst fear. No, it's not being liked.
Should I tell you my worst fear?
That?
No, my worst fear, one of my worst fears is not being able to have kids. It's a big fear of mine.
Yeah.
That made you a bit emotional. Look at that. Actually touched you a bit there. And the other one is...
being mentally insane. It's not funny. It's really quite sad, actually. But that is your worst fear, is losing your mind.
Yeah, losing my mind. That's the other one. I would not like going insane. That would... That scares
you've been
me.
On the brink a couple of times.
Yeah, because I've been on the brink a couple of times. Losing my mind, that would be really quite scary.
But the thing is, how do you know if you've lost your mind? Like, you could have lost your mind now and this could all be a dream.
Yeah, but I just...
Does that scare you?
It more scares me the fact that if I knew I was losing my mind, going insane
but
and knowing
But do people...
It.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Yeah, I think that would be really scary.
Oof, that's really put a chill in my step.
Sorry, is that... Is a chill in your step?
Yeah.
What the hell? That is not a saying.
It is now.
How many weeks in a year?
52.
How many days in a year?
365.
Hey, she's back on it, baby! How many months in a year?
12. Ask me the question, it's my turn.
Okay, your biggest fear is... Oh my God, this is tricky. Your biggest fear is drowning.
I love the water and I've never been afraid of drowning, ever.
Okay, your biggest fear is your nose falling off.
Sorry.
Yeah. Your biggest fear is your nose falling off.
Well, I think that's quite scary. That's really niche. I've never thought of my... That's wrong.
Okay, your...
I've never thought of my nose falling off. Why would my nose fall off?
Your biggest fear is, I think, losing me. Yeah. I think your biggest...
That is a fear. That is a fear.
I actually think your biggest fear would be losing me.
That is a fear of mine. But not my biggest. Okay. It's not like the fear that since I've been a child that I've had a fear of.
Oh, rats.
Well, yeah, that and...
Spiders?
Jamie.
Horses?
Jamie, I hate heights. I'm scared of heights. Heights.
Okay, would you rather be on a cliff for a week or lose me? Are you actually considering it?
A cliff.
A cliff?
A cliff. It makes me uncomfortable just thinking about it.
A cleave?
A cleave, yeah.
All right, that was...
Reverse, Mr. and Mrs.
I tell you what, I absolutely love doing this podcast with you.
I do too. And I do get hot, though.
You do get hot. By the way, we've come to that moment in the podcast where we like to talk about wedding favors. Those little tips, tricks, something that people send us in that could be amazing for anyone's wedding out there. We've done a few and we're going to do this every single episode. So if you do have any tricks or tips or wedding favors you would like to send us, please do to @nearlyweds podcast. So if, what is our wedding favor this time?
So someone wrote in and they said, I've just found your podcast and I'm hooked, so thanks for keeping me entertained. Anyway, I was listening to Wedding Favors and it reminded me of a wedding my parents had a little while ago. Instead of having a card that people signed or a huge amount of gifts, they had a microphone and a tape recorder and people and families got together and told the couple what they loved about them and hoped for them. And since you've got the podcast, that might be a cool little podcast for you to just do.
I love that little trick. So basically you get everyone, you record what you want everyone to say about you and you can play it back for the rest of your life. That is a great thing.
Isn't it? You would love that because you love visual elements.
Who was that sent by?
That was sent by Jimmy Timkey.
Jimmy Timkey, that's a great idea. Thank you so much. To everyone who's listening, thank you so much for tuning in once again. If you want to get in touch with us, you can super easily go onto our Instagram @nearlyweds podcast. We also have TikTok.
We have TikTok.
@nearlyweds.
Yeah, go check it out.
You can also email us on our Instagram as well if you want to do that. We'd love to hear from you. Anything at all, please send it to us. We read through all of them. If we haven't replied, we're so sorry because there are so many to go through. Thank you so much for listening once again. If you're getting married this weekend,
we love you and good luck, and may all your dreams come true.
And if you want us to do any engagements, maybe we should start thinking about that.
Engagement?
Yeah, we can get people engaged on this podcast. Wouldn't that be cool? Well,
we're going
to
get a
couple. Shout outs. They can listen to it and then we can ask people.
Oh my God, guys.
Let us know, because maybe we can organise that. That would be wicked.
That would be really wicked.
We love you all. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.